This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The headlines. Today is the Constitution Day and marks the 76th anniversary for the adoption of the Constitution by the Constituent Assembly on November 26, 1949. Tripura Power Minister Ratan Lal Nath launches 120 megawatts combined cycle gas turbine project at Rukia, Boxanagar in Sipahi Jala district. Meghalaya and Telangana signed tripartite memorandum of understanding to deepen state-to-state collaboration on human development and government innovation. A bill seeking to ban polygamy in Assam introduced in Assam Legislative Assembly on the first day of winter session. And now the news in detail. Today is the Constitution Day and the celebrations will be held at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, along with members of Parliament from both houses, will join the event. The President will lead the reading of the preamble to the Constitution during the program. A translated version of the Constitution will be released in 9 languages, including Malayalam, Marathi, Nepali, Punjabi, Bodo, Kashmiri, Telugu, Uriya and Assamese. A commemorative booklet will also be released on the occasion marking the 76th anniversary of the adoption of the Constitution by the Constituent Assembly on November 26, 1949 and it came into effect on January 26, 1950. Tripura Power Minister Ratan Lal Nath yesterday launched the 120 megawatts combined cycle gas turbine project at Rukia, Boxanagar in Sipahi Jala district. Speaking after attending the Bhumi Pujan of the project, Nath said that with financial assistance from the Asian Development Bank, the existing 63 megawatts open cycle unit will be upgraded to a 120 megawatts combined cycle unit. With this upgrade, extra gas can be used to generate up to 120 megawatts of electricity. The total project cost will be 1,320 crore rupees and the work is expected to be completed within 3 years. The minister also announced that Tripura now supplies 23 hours and 49 minutes of electricity per day on average, placing the state in the 4th position nationally in power distribution performance. He also informed that to prevent hook lines and electricity theft in rural areas, a total of 13,435 kilometers of aerial bunched cable has been installed. Under the Prime Minister Jan Man scheme, 11,692 Riang families have been given electricity connections. Meghalaya and Telangana have signed a tripartite memorandum of understanding to deepen state-to-state collaboration on human development and government innovation. The MOU was signed on the sidelines of the Telangana Northeast Connect Festival in Hyderabad between the State Capability Enhancement Project, Government Innovation Lab, Government of Meghalaya, the Society for Elimination of Rural Poverty, Government of Telangana, and the Department of Women Development and Child Welfare, Telangana. The partnership establishes a human development exchange between the two states to share field-tested innovations, data-driven tools and facilitation processes that strengthen the citizen-state relationship. It will include structured exposure visits for government functionaries and community leaders, joint learning labs on themes such as maternal and child health, social protection, early childhood and adolescent development, women's collectives and livelihoods, as well as co-created guidelines for frontline teams working with the poorest and most vulnerable households to address human development challenges. Mizoram has been recommended to be named Ginger Capital of India. This was announced at a stakeholders' consultation for Mizoram Ginger Produce jointly organized by Niti Aayog and Mizoram government in New Delhi. Ginger is the flagship crop of Mizoram and the state government provides minimum support price to farmers for certain crops like ginger, turmeric, broomsticks, chili and paddy under the state's flagship program. Bana Kya or Handholding Scheme. During the stakeholders' consultation, Niti Aayog, while recommending Mizoram to be recognized as the Ginger Capital of India, also suggested maintaining the organic nature of its produce, adopting advanced processing technologies and expanding its presence in both domestic and international markets. In Assam, a bill seeking to ban polygamy in the state with maximum punishment of 7 years imprisonment for violations was introduced in the Assam Legislative Assembly on the first day of the Assembly's winter session yesterday. Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma introduced the Assam Prohibition of Polygamy Bill 2025 to prohibit and eliminate polygamy across the state, including areas under the 6th schedule. The draft legislation extends to residents of Assam even if they marry outside the state. It states that any person ordinarily residing in Assam before the act's commencement who willingly and knowingly enters into a polygamous marriage outside the state thereafter will also be punishable under its provisions. Telangana Governor Jishnu Dev Varma inaugurated the second phase of the Telangana Northeast Connect, a techno-cultural festival at Raj Bhavan in Hyderabad last evening. Speaking on the occasion, the governor said the Telangana Northeast Connect presents not just a cultural exchange but a meaningful contribution to the larger national vision of Viksit Bharat. He also said that institutions in Telangana like T-Hub and V-Hub can foster startups, generate jobs and build entrepreneurial ecosystems that benefit young people across both the regions. The governor said the Telangana Northeast Connect celebrates the growing partnership between Telangana and the eight northeastern states by promoting collaboration in culture, technology, innovation and human development. Earlier, Telangana IT and Industries Minister D. Sridhar Babu said, Telangana is ready to play an active role in the emerging growth trajectory of India's northeastern states and a comprehensive roadmap is being prepared for strategic collaboration with the northeast across sectors like digital connectivity, technology, adoption, entrepreneurship, skill development, life sciences, bio-innovation and rural transformation. The Indian Institute of Management Shillong has concluded its 12th edition flagship sustainability conference, SUSCON 12, under the theme Decarbonizing Development. The conference brought together leading scholars, policymakers, industry experts and sustainability practitioners to deliberate on low-carbon pathways for inclusive, equitable and future-ready development. Delivering his address, Dr. Arvind Virmani, member Niti Aayog, shared his perspectives on India's journey towards Viksit Bharat, emphasizing the criticality of coordinated efforts by government, private sector and civil society. He highlighted how India can leverage demographic shifts, digital transformation and innovation-led solutions to accelerate sustainable growth. He also reaffirmed Niti Aayog's commitment to partnering with institutions like IIM Shillong in shaping a sustainable and prosperous future for India. In Tripura, a workshop on potato farming technology was held yesterday at Kumarghat in Unakoti district under the central government's Mission for Integrated Development of Horticulture. The program organized by the Department of Horticulture and Soil Conservation was formally inaugurated at the Mansi Milanayatan in Kumarghat by Omalindu Das, chairperson of the Unakoti Zila Parishad. Stating that potatoes are among the most profitable and high-value crops, he said that by using scientific methods and modern technology, farmers can earn higher profits, which will also help strengthen the state's economy. A documentary was also presented to inform the farmers about the use of technology in potato cultivation. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall along with thunder squalls over the Andaman and Nicobar Islands today. According to the weather agency, dense fog conditions are also likely today over Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in very poor quality. And before we end, the headlines once again. Today is the Constitution Day and marks the 76th anniversary of the adoption of Constitution by the Constituent Assembly on November 26, 1949. Tripura Power Minister Ratanlal Nath launches 120 megawatts combined cycle gas turbine project at Rukhiya, Baksanagar in Sipahi Jala district. Meghalaya and Telangana sign tripartite memorandum of understanding to deepen state-to-state collaboration on human development and government innovation. A bill seeking to ban polygamy in Assam introduced in Assam Legislative Assembly on the first day of winter session. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.